We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think he would be the biggest cult hero the Celtics have ever had off the bench, ever.
They weren't Paco.
I'm the perfect bailout. When you're in doubt, just throw the ball up.
Dale Arnold.
Is it true? You know Bill Belichick,
right? I do. He's been a friend since he was coaching for the Cleveland Browns.
This shocks me because not just the two of you together, but just imagining him having a friend.
When everybody zigs, Belichick zags.
Rich Keefe.
Just what the doctor ordered. Home run, Mookie. It's 5-0 Sox with the lead.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
Great question, Dale. Michael Jordan, an idiot.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. I'm always okay.
I'm a little concerned.
Why now?
I watch the TV newses.
What's the problem on the newses?
I mean, we could all be dead tomorrow.
It's a bit of a, they've had nicknames for it. Is it like Heatgeddon?
Oh, on Channel 7, I bet they do.
Yeah, they're definitely trying.
Summer Scorcher.
I think there's a chance that some of the population melts away over the weekend. That's sort of what they're anticipating, that you're just going to melt.
We're going to die.
It's going to be the hottest it's ever been in the history of Earth.
So about, I don't know, a month or so ago, I made arrangements for a little family event.
Look at you.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing.
So Sunday, myself and my wife and my daughter and her fiance are going to go to Fenway Park to see Liverpool play.
Oh, that should be good. Yeah, it's going to be 100 degrees, but should be fun.
Oh, boy. I mean, the match I'm looking forward to seeing.
Yeah, the match should be good.
The
match,
weather, maybe.
100 degrees, you're just going to melt the whole time. But you know what, Dale? The soccer hooligans are going to be out. They don't care.
It'll be too hot for them. They're saying, we're not going. Crazy?
You can pop the top, maybe? Go nuts?
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants that.
Well, you never know. There's going to be some people there that probably shouldn't do that.
My poor daughter would be so mortified.
She wouldn't be thrilled with it, probably. You can get a lot of ice and stuff. But yeah, you're going to be prepared to beat the heat.
It'll be a little warm there. Yeah. But that's okay.
That's okay.
Because here's breaking news for everybody.
Yeah.
It's July.
Oh, it's the summertime?
Once in a while, it gets hot around here.
But good news. Later in the program, Dale, I have found a great article that has ways to beat the heat. The 10 best ways to beat the heat. And I think you're going to want to apply them.
Going to a soccer match at Fenway is not on that list.
It wasn't on the list. Spoiler, not on the list.
No,
you want to not do that at all. But there's a lot of tips that maybe you haven't thought about that could keep you cool this weekend. We'll do the best we can.
So as we were coming on the air, I won't say shocking, but surprising news.
Yes.
Ian Rappaport tweeted this out. He said he and James Palmer are both reporting this.
Yeah, Schefter has it too.
Yeah. James Palmer is the national reporter for NFL Network. Rappaport, of course, who we know. And I'll just quote Rappaport's tweet. Sources: the NFL is not planning to suspend Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill following its thorough investigation into allegations of child abuse. I admit I'm surprised.
I'm a bit surprised, too. And as Schefter points out, the league could not find evidence that he did assault his son. And again, you take into account Tyreek Hill's past, and everything kind of, was pointing in that direction that he did do something. But you remember, they were trying to get in the court system. They were trying to get Tyreek Hill, and they couldn't, and how frustrated they were. Remember, was it the DA who had that, was going on? I mean, like, we know something happened here, we don't have evidence to prove that it was him. And you and I both thought that, well, the NFL has this character clause, and
they don't need proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
They don't need to, but apparently that's what Schefter is saying. They could not find evidence. Apparently, they will leave open the case if further evidence emerges. But as it stands right now, Tyreek Hill is free to report to camp, practice, and play this season. So, I mean, there's a
If you're the Kansas City Chiefs, you're going, phew.
Yeah. Oh, big time.
Because this makes a huge difference to their football team in the regular season.
Yeah.
I mean, we've discussed this, I think, last week, early this week.
Yeah.
How many games do you think he's going to get? I said four.
Yeah, I thought four. I mean, it easily could have made sense, or maybe even or more. I mean, you had a sense that he was not going to lose the whole season, so he'd be there at the end, and he'd be there in the playoffs. And I think the Chiefs are still the number one competition for the Patriots in the conference. I mean, we saw the game last year in the playoffs was awesome. And I think, you know, their defense, they changed out some guys there, so maybe they're a little bit better. And their offense still has some elite playmakers, including Tyreek Hill. You thought that he might be out for a little bit, and how would he respond to that? But the news today, just coming down a couple minutes ago, he is not going to be suspended. So that is a bit surprising.
So I freely admit that I'm a little salty about this still.
Yeah.
So according to all these reports, the NFL thorough investigation could not find evidence. But they found lots of evidence against Tom Brady
right.
and deflating footballs,
well, think
right?
about how much effort they
put
into that.
They suspended him for four games.
What percentage of effort that they put into the Tom Brady investigation do you think they put into the Tyreek Hill investigation? And it's one of those things where we can always, every time a player in the league gets in trouble and every time a player gets punished or at least they look into it and then, like in this case, does not get punished, it makes the league look so bad when you compare it to
that.
Every time you're like, you seriously spent this much time, money, and effort into figuring out whether a guy had a little bit less air in a football. This guy may or may not have broken his 3-year-old son's arm. Don't you think you may want to put a little bit more resources into that?
No, it was a thorough investigation, Rich.
And I love how the case is open, guys. The case is open, so further evidence emerges. So further evidence, what they mean by that, Dale, is if they read TMZ and find out that they uncovered something.
All of a sudden, TMZ says, hey, we got a video. Then the NFL's going to go, oh, okay, wait a minute.
Like, oh, no. Yeah, that's what it would take. They're not doing any more work. That's all that says. Oh, we're going to leave the case open to further evidence. Well, yeah, if it just falls in your lap. And as we've learned in the NFL, not even if it falls in your lap. They had evidence fall in their lap for Kareem Hunt, and they looked the other way. So that's not. So, I mean, on the field for the Kansas City Chiefs, that's obviously good news for them. It makes them still one. I think Vegas had them as the co-favorite with the Patriots to win the Super Bowl.
And this might change it. This may change Vegas. They may look at it and say, you know, we thought he was going to be gone for a couple.
Right. Now, you know, better chance of getting home field throughout the playoffs. There's a better chance now.
Now, if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, I'm putting myself in their shoes right now. If Tyreek Hill was a member of the Patriots, I imagine what I'd be hanging on is, hey, there was no evidence of anything.
Right.
Don't you have to have some proof before you punish a man?
It is based on
the NFL hasn't always needed proof.
No, they have. So again, that's why it's
Ezekiel Elliott, they didn't need proof.
That's why it's so difficult to figure out what the NFL is going to do from case to case, because there's no real pattern. You know, this guy might get so many games based off of, you know, this much evidence, and then another guy, completely different story, and he doesn't get popped at all. I remember last year, was it around this time, that whole LeSean McCoy story, which was so strange, and there was a thought out there that he might have put a hit on his ex-girlfriend or something bizarre, like to go in and like rob her and scare her and all this stuff. And then that kind of went away, and LeSean McCoy never got in trouble. There have been a few other cases of guys that you thought, you know, you see the headline, you're like, oof, wait till he gets suspended, and then, you know, just doesn't happen.
I bet the Chiefs were expecting him to be suspended.
Yes, they were. I forget the kid's name, but they drafted a guy somewhat similar to Tyreek Hill early in the draft this couple months ago. So, and when they did, everybody on the panel was like, oh, here we go. Like, this is sort of the Tyreek Hill insurance. Because what's weird for them, too, is they cut Kareem Hunt right away. Actually, I shouldn't say right away. Their biggest issue with Kareem Hunt at the time was
he lied.
He lied to them.
It's not what he did.
He kicked a woman, but he lied, so we're going to cut him. Tyreek Hill, they already knew there was baggage with him. They were the one team that was willing to draft him in the fifth round after he punched his pregnant girlfriend in the stomach, who is the same woman that he is still with. And the baby that was inside of her is this kid that he may or may not have broken the arm of.
And she's pregnant again, if she hasn't had this.
I believe with twins, right?
Yeah. I don't know if she's had the twins yet, because I know she was well along in the pregnancy.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I don't know. And what's really sick about it is, if in another month you read another story that involved Tyreek Hill in an incident, it wouldn't surprise anybody. That's the problem. Is you're like, all right, well, there's something going on here with this guy.
So here's what the NFL says about this, and I'm quoting now. Over the past 4 months, we have conducted a comprehensive investigation of allegations regarding Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Throughout this investigation, the NFL's primary concern has been the well-being of the child. Our understanding is that the child is safe and that the child's ongoing care is being directed and monitored by the Johnson County District Court and the Johnson County Department for Children and Families. Quick interjection by Dale.
Yeah.
If the child's ongoing care is being directed and monitored by a district court and the Department for Children and Families, why would that be if nothing happened?
So who hurt the kid? Do we not know? Have they come up with any kind of working theory on that? It's just not Tyreek, apparently.
Back to the quote.
Yep.
Similarly, based on the evidence presently available, the NFL cannot conclude that Mr. Hill violated the personal conduct policy. Accordingly, he may attend Kansas City's training camp and participate in all club activities. He has been and will continue to be subject to conditions set forth by the district court, Commissioner Goodell, and the Chiefs, which include clinical evaluation and therapeutic intervention.
But this is another one of the...
So he's subject to conditions set forth by the district court. District court is in charge of the child's ongoing care.
Right, and the league says there's nothing here? Because, listen, you don't need to be locked up and thrown in prison for the league to suspend you for 4 games. That's not how it works.
Now, here's the interesting thing, because you just hit the nail on the head. You don't need to have the information from the courts. Roger Goodell can do what he wants, and yet the release from the NFL says, quote, the information developed in the court proceeding is confidential and has not been shared with us, and the court has sealed all law enforcement records. Local law enforcement authorities have publicly advised that the available evidence does not permit them to determine who caused the child's injuries.
Okay.
That's like they couldn't they couldn't get the video either when Ray Rice.
Right, exactly.
And then TMZ, oh, what?
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, when you have a guy like this, it really is sort of a ticking time bomb. I mean, they took a chance when they drafted him, and for 3 years, he's been a really good player. And now there was a little bit of a, oh, wait a minute, is he going to be available to you? Yep, he is. So just kind of back to business as usual. And kind of where you were going before about how, you know, if this guy is on your team, can you root for him? Or do you want your owner, GM, to employ somebody like this? And it's still, for most people, I mean, there's a line in the sand for some, for sure. But I think for most people, it goes back to, and you feel dirty, but how good is the player? How good is the player? If it's the fourth string wide receiver and he's even caught up in something like this,
see ya.
Gone. He's gone.
I'll even play the cynic here because that's my role.
Yes.
Here's the cynical view of this from the NFL's perspective. The one team in the AFC that might be able to knock off the Patriots is the Chiefs.
Yeah.
We're not suspending Tyreek Hill here.
Yeah. No, I think so.
For those who believe that the NFL would desperately like somebody to knock off the Patriots.
I think there could be some of that, sure. I mean, I think there's always a little bit of them trying to say, all right, enough is enough with the Patriots. I mean, we could be looking at Tom Brady's 10th trip to the Super Bowl this year. Think about that. Some guys
and
don't...
seventh Super Bowl title.
There are plenty of great NFL players that can't make it 10 seasons, let alone appear in 10 Super Bowls, and that's what he's trying to do. And who has the best chance? I think right now, anyway, the team with the best chance of knocking him off would be Kansas City. And their top playmaker, they get, and he's not going to miss a single game.
I mean, help me out here. Didn't the police, and the police said, look, something happened. But wasn't it basically they couldn't prove beyond a shadow of a doubt which parent was involved? I mean, isn't that basically what we're talking about here?
Yeah, there may have been. And then remember there was some of the old tapes between the two that came out Tyreek Hill and
she put out.
Yeah. I mean, that whole thing became a mess. And they're still together, I believe.
I think so.
I don't know. I wonder what our guy Bob Fesco was saying down in Kansas City. Because remember, he was like defending him for a while.
Well, I'm saying Kansas City what they're going to say is, see, we told you. There was no evidence.
Wrong. Yeah, you just kind of, you know, you look the other way and you say this guy is fine because he's a good player. And I don't know if I would, I don't think I would defend a guy. Like, so if Tyreek Hill was on the Patriots, I don't think I would defend him and do the whole, look, he was found, they couldn't find any evidence, and so much ado about nothing. Like, no, he's a bad guy, but ultimately, if he helps my team win games, I personally would take those guys. I've always said this. I don't need to be friends or like these guys. They don't need to be nice guys. I don't want to hang out with them. I certainly wouldn't leave Tyreek Hill alone with my wife or my kid. I wouldn't do that. But if he's the fastest guy in the NFL and he's going to win games, sorry, I'll take him.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, this whole, we're leaving the case open.
No, yeah, well, for TMZ to help you out.
The one entity that I think is desperately trying to find the evidence that they need to push this thing over the finish line is the local law enforcement authorities in Kansas City, because they've already expressed their frustration.
They are mad, yeah. They are really, really mad about this.
What you can't deny is that this little boy, he was three at the time, I think.
Yeah.
Has or had a broken arm. We know that.
Yes. Yeah. And
somehow,
how did it happen?
Somehow the arm broke.
Yeah. I feel like there's a candidate here as to how it would have happened. Because, again, you go back to some of the things that his, I guess, fiance, I think still, what she had said, what was on some of those tapes and everything else, the recordings with them. I'm surprised, just because he got caught up in all of this and they had to go through it and there was an investigation, I'm surprised there wasn't some sort of a suspension at all.
So in this case, when it came to Kareem Hunt, the Chiefs said, you got to go.
Yeah, they cut him. I mean,
and they cut him in the middle of a season. He was having a great season. He was obviously a great player. And they said, you got to go. In this case, they didn't say that. Is it because we can't afford to get rid of two of these guys? Or was it because, hey, there's not enough evidence to show that we need to do this?
I think Tyreek Hill is a better player. Kareem Hunt's good, but I think Hill is better, so I think that factors in. I think two things are at play here, too. They claim that Kareem Hunt lied to them, and that's why they cut him, and Tyreek Hill did not lie to him.
As you said, they were more mad about that.
That's what they claim. I still feel like it's as simple as this, and there's a video for Kareem Hunt. There's not a video for Tyreek Hill.
Seems to be the total difference.
Don't you think if there's a video of the incident, then you can't really talk around it. You can't sort of convince yourself that it didn't really happen. As dumb as that is, I mean, we've seen so many reports, very detailed reports about certain players. Yeah, I go back to the Greg Hardy one was just disgusting, and you're reading all these details. But without the video, it doesn't have the same impact. And so the Kareem Hunt video came out, again, thanks to TMZ. The Chiefs couldn't really hide from that. They claim that he lied to him, and maybe he did. Maybe it was sort of a double whammy, like a lie and, oh, by the way, this video, we don't want this on our team. And
I get a feeling that had gotten over the lie.
If not for
the video, they might have gotten past the lie.
And I honestly bet they didn't mind the little bit of a PR boost too. Like, look at this team's taking a stand. This team's doing that. But then you immediately say, well, you also drafted Tyreek Hill, but regardless, They're the team that said, no, we're not going to take this. We're gonna cut this guy right now. And also, they even proved it out. Kareem Hunt, more easily replaceable. They just plugged in Damian Williams, and he was really good. I think Spencer Ware was there for a little bit. And they didn't really miss too much of a beat at running back. If you take Tyreek Hill off of that team, they're very different.
So a Friday news dump by the NFL. Now, see, just when we thought Roger Goodell was sitting up there at the house in Cape Elizabeth.
Yep.
And, not doing anything. They come out with this. Now, he's still got a couple of other things that we wondered about earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
We wondered about this one, and we thought he'd have to come up with a decision soon because training camp opens next week. And then there's also the Robert Kraft situation, which no indication that that's any further along.
Yeah, he's not going to get it. If Tyreek Hill got nothing, Robert Kraft's not getting anything. I'm coming back to your side. I thought he was going to be popped
He'll
for
be
a game
there
or two.
Night.
He will be. You're right.
That's Sunday night, banner raising at Gillette. He'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
Gronk will be in a suit on the sidelines, which is kind of sad, but he'll be there too.
He'll be there.
Maybe not a suit.
No, probably not a suit.
Gronk, no.
He needs like his own Gronk apparel, doesn't he?
Gronk
like,
wear?
Yeah, Gronk 87 or something. You don't think people would wear Gronk clothes? Of course they would. Just all tank tops? It'd be great.
which
there's
you,
something
you can
there.
Rip open yeah. like Hulk Hogan?
Yes, there's something there.
It is a Falls Count Anywhere Friday, and trust me, between now and 2 o'clock, we will be
anywhere.
Everywhere.
Anywhere
we'll be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Keith's going to give you the top 10 things you can do to beat the heat.
Yep.
Thank you, Rich.
You're welcome.
Appreciate you
mm-hmm.
looking out for us mm-hmm. there. So we've got that still to come. We'll talk about a really nice performance by Chris Sale yesterday.
Yes.
Don't give me the, oh, it was only the Toronto Blue Jays. That was good.
He looked good.
That was really good yesterday, and we were there to witness it, thank goodness. So we'll get to all of that stuff. We've got Kiefer Madness coming up at 12:30 today, our week in review.
That's right.
Because we were actually together for the week.
We were.
In fact, we're together from now on.
That's not actually...
Except
100%
for
accurate.
Monday.
Yeah. I don't believe that's true.
No, that's not exactly true. Okay.
It sounds good, though. Let's just go with that. It sounds good. Let's keep saying
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe getting things rolling on a Falls Con Anywhere Friday right after trending.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
You think you know me?
On the text machine, we're getting people weighing in on the whole leaving a...
yeah, don't leave anything in there.
Well,
that's a terrible suggestion.
It's a couple of ideas here.
Yeah, in the mailbox.
One person says, most people get their mail at the same time every day.
Well, I don't.
I think most kind of, in the general ballpark.
My guy is nuts. You'll see him at like 7 o'clock at night zipping down the street. You'll see him on Sundays.
Wow.
He's everywhere. The guy, I love him, but there's no rhyme or reason to when I get my mail.
So this person says, it is much appreciated as a mailman in Beverly to get a cold drink offered. Our mail trucks are not air conditioned. It can be overwhelming on a sweltering day. Really nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
Another one says, that's why you freeze it. Chances are it'll still be cold when we get it.
Do you know how hot it's going to be?
I'm speaking from experience.
Oh, okay, all right, please.
Another person has a better idea, perhaps. Yeah. Says, you're better off leaving a frozen burger in your mailbox for your mailman. It'll be cooked in
no time.
That's true.
Yeah, medium well by
or
the time.
Or an egg, perhaps?
Oh, cook an egg in there. That's not a bad idea. You know what they say? You can eat as many eggs as you want in the day. It's true. I was reading some health tips the other day because I'm trying to get healthier.
I feel like that's not true.
Yeah, no, it is.
And this does it for
you? Yeah,
you
can eat as many eggs as you want. It says
I'm up to
common,
three hard-boiled eggs.
Three?
For today.
Oh, you have like 15 if you want.
I know. Bridget had like five of them last week.
She eats six a day, she said.
She did say that, but she only eats the whites.
Maybe that's it.
Because if you eat the whole thing, that can wreak havoc on your cholesterol.
Is that right?
A lot of cholesterol.
See, I read it was on Twitter, so I believe it.
Oh, then I think it's gospel.
They said, common misconceptions, and they're saying that fruit juice is actually bad for you. Like, there's so much sugar in juice. Like, I love orange juice. I love grapefruit juice, but a lot of that is really bad for you. Even some
of
it's bad for you.
In there,
like, butter's better than margarine. Like,
yes,
a lot of these things.
True.
And then the person also said on there, eat as many eggs as you want. There's no limit on eggs.
I think that person's involved in the big egg conspiracy.
Maybe. Could be with eggs and chickens. Could be.
Or sells Lipitor for a living.
Yeah, there might be. But anyway, I think you can eat a lot of eggs. Like, can we at least agree on
can
that?
Can we say maybe not an unlimited number?
Why not, really?
I mean, you don't have to have an egg-eating contest, because I think moderation's the key in most things, but eggs,
so
maybe
30
not.
Eggs a day might not
you
be.
You could. I mean, that might hit you in the wallet a little bit. You know, maybe just a dozen eggs a day, and then you just keep buying those.
Now,
they're
lettuce,
really healthy.
Lettuce
really healthy.
You can eat all you want.
Lettuce?
Do nothing for you, but you can eat all the lettuce you want.
All the lettuce you can handle. All the greens you can handle.
Could I have another...
That's true.
Bag of lettuce over
it
here,
also
please.
Says you're not supposed to snack. That was another one of the things. That was a hard thing to hear.
Fun fact about lettuce, by the way.
I don't know. Let me stop you right there, Sharon.
I don't really know if anything's going to be fun after this, but
well,
go ahead.
I think it's apropos.
Yeah, but you have a fun lettuce fact for
I do. You eat a lot of it, it actually expands your stomach at first, and then that's what Joey Chestnut will eat prior to a hot dog eating competition.
That is true. He does. He woofs down a ton of lettuce before he gets going.
Do you like that whole idea of, you know, eating like 20,000 calories at a sitting at those things?
Of course I do.
Do you watch it?
Yes, of course I do. I love it. I love a food eating contest.
I think it's disgusting.
Well, I mean, it is disgusting. It doesn't mean I don't like it. Yeah, it's intense. How they can do that is beyond me. And because you would think that the really fat guys would be good at it, but all the best guys are not fat at all. So here is what somebody said. I believe they are an internet doctor. So take this for what it's worth. Juice is unhealthy. Boxed cereal is a dessert. Eggs don't need to be limited. Butter?
Well, the box cereal, it depends
on... It's sugary treats.
Yeah, sugary box cereals.
It's a dessert. Butter's better than margarine. Granola bars are dessert.
Yeah, that's true.
Sweet fruit yogurt is dessert.
That's true.
And snacking is generally not healthy. And I was like, man.
You are in deep
trouble. That rocked my boat when I saw that. I was like, holy smokes.
It depends on what you're snacking on, though, because they say if you keep snacking throughout the day, it speeds up your metabolism. But if it's...
Are you one of these big breakfast people, by the way?
I don't eat breakfast.
Neither do I.
Somebody with, 2% body fat's telling us this stuff, right?
That's why I'm asking. Because I think we've all been sold a bill of goods on breakfast, because I have never eaten breakfast my whole life. And up until recently, I was doing okay. I've sort of let myself go.
I never ate breakfast, and I mean, look at me. So,
were you working your way up to the dad bod thing?
I've had it for several years, just waiting for a kid to show up. The dad bod is there, but breakfast, that's just full of malarkey. That's just people that are, again, big egg, big waffle. That's just pushing
bacon.
Big bacon people.
Oh, this
the
is
IHOP
good.
People.
Yeah, a texter says boxed cereal has trisodium phosphate in it. Same stuff as paint thinner. Oh, good.
Yeah, but you add enough milk to it, you got yourself a balanced breakfast.
A tasty treat.
That was always my favorite part of those commercials. There's not as many cereal commercials as there used to be, but they would always have the commercial, and they would say, part of a complete balanced breakfast, and there'd be like a little bowl of cereal, and then like eggs and juice, and like everything else that you need to make it a complete balanced breakfast.
Somebody backing you up here.
Good.
The cholesterol in eggs does not raise your bad cholesterol level,
and
the yolk actually helps you lose weight.
Love it. Eggs, 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 eggs.
Bridget boil a whole bunch of eggs of them a day, but she chucks the yolks. She doesn't know.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't like that. Eat the yolks.
I enjoy a good yolk.
So do I.
Especially the runny yolks.
Oh,
those are the
a good fried egg, please. Is there anything better than that?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Egg Sammy. Lots of
things. Little hot sauce on it.
Nice little egg Sammy. I'll put some hot sauce on there. A little slice of cheese. Melt that puppy right on there. A little bacon.
Now I'm hungry.
I know.
But you were when we started.
Yeah, no, I wasn't. Not necessarily.
Well, that's because you didn't eat breakfast. That's your problem.
True.
So the heat thing, we were talking about leaving a water for your mailman.
Don't. Well, I mean,
Lucy's going to leave an egg.
Let me take it back.
For her mailman.
I don't want the mailmen to be mad and mail women to be mad at me. I would just say, if you happen to be home when they come, maybe run out there with
that'd
something.
That'd be a very nice thing to do.
Don't leave it in the mailbox. I feel like the plastic would melt into it, and then they're drinking plastic. You would do more harm than good.
Or time it. You know, if your mail shows up at noon every day,
you think
run it out there at 11:45.
You think me and Cecilia should do a lemonade stand this weekend?
Might be a little early for her. It's a little warm.
She likes it warm. Yeah, she likes it warm.
How do you know?
Because
she's never seen cold.
She's upset when it's cold. She doesn't like to be cold. I know that she likes it to be warm. She was just inside of a human body for 9 months.
That's what I'm saying. How does she know if she likes cold? She might.
Oh, I know that she doesn't. No, that's been clear. You gotta bundle them up. They're little babies. So we could be out there. I could put her in a little seat. We could serve lemonade. What's a fair price for lemonade at my stand?
$1.
A cup? $1?
$1 a cup.
Seems a little steep.
And
I was thinking 50 cents.
And we're going all plastic straws. Because you can't get them anywhere. So we're the big plastic straw people here on the block. For a buck, it's not a bad deal.
By the way, if you did have Cecilia out there, who could decline a glass of lemonade from a cute little
one-month-old
kid?
If I had her out there in 100-degree heat, I think social services would take her. They would just be like, all right, this is not allowed.
That might not be good.
But I might whip up a batch of Country Time and... For the mailman or whoever, all the other passerbyers.
Now, will you give it to the mailman or does he have to pay too?
Everyone gets one, or he gets a free one.
The mailman.
The mailman gets one free lemonade, yeah.
I was at the gym this morning as I was getting, I know, and I hear this guy in the gym talking to another guy, and he's, oh, what are you doing this weekend? He says, I have an outdoor wedding to go to tomorrow.
Not going to work at all. That's going to be
that
absolutely
poor
miserable.
Bride.
That's going to be so miserable. There's nothing worse than a hot, hot wedding. The bride, at least the bride is usually like sleeveless. The groom is just buttoned all the way up, got the heavy jacket on. That is going to be brutal. Oh, you're going to sweat through that shirt underneath. My tip for that, we're giving away tips here.
Yeah.
Bring an extra all white shirt that you can change into after you sweat through the first one.
There's an idea.
Yeah.
So last weekend we were up, my wife and I were up at the Mount Washington. There was a nice wedding there. And I saw this bridal party, the groomsmen. Mm-hmm. All had on very spiffy navy blue blazers matching.
Okay.
White shirts.
Yeah.
Bow ties.
Sure. Well, classy.
Pastel bow ties with matching pastel Bermuda shorts.
Oh, shorts.
Like pastel, like one of the guys had a pink shorts and tie. Another guy had orange shorts
and tie.
Oh,
they all were different.
All different colors.
Well, that's very, like the shorts I feel like is a very preppy look. Lucy, is that fair to say when the guys
and
were?
And boat shoes.
What is that?
And boat shoes.
That's the definition of preppy.
Right. If you're like, hey, I know it's a wedding, but we're going to kind of flip it on its head here.
Well, it's
shorts,
also, it was hot. I mean, if you were in this outdoor wedding tomorrow.
I wouldn't go.
Wouldn't you?
I'd bag out.
What if you were,
I'd
what
FaceTime
if you were the
in.
Best man?
I'd FaceTime in. I'd be like, somebody bring a phone, and I'll give the speech from home.
The Fortress
the
of Solitude.
Yeah, it'd be fine. Still, you get the same point. You can still enjoy the wedding.
So you don't think it's a good idea for a summer wedding to have the Bermuda shorts and the matching bow tie?
I got married in the middle of winter, so no, I would not get married in the summer. It's way too
You've
hot.
You've been part of two summer weddings,
oh,
though.
Oh, God. So I was telling you this before. So the two most hot experiences of my entire life were both at weddings, and they were both times where I was a groomsman. One was in July outside of Buffalo, and it was in a church that had no air conditioning, and I was up there really close to passing out. I was lucky I didn't pass out. So much so where one of the groomsmen turned to me, saw how sweaty I was, and took his little handkerchief out of his pocket, his little pocket square, handed it to me so I could wipe down. The other one was in San Francisco, which you've been to, Dale. Normally,
they're
pretty comfortable.
You can freeze there at times.
Normally,
we went to a Giants game last July.
And you were ice
and
box.
I had to buy a blanket for my wife to cover herself.
So this one, I'm standing up there. And this was one where my friend and his wife, they had one of their friends was like the officiant or the whatever you call it. And so I'm standing up there already sweating before the show has even started. She gets up there and she's like, oh, I'm so glad that I was chosen to do this. And then she goes, let me start back when I first met these two. And I go, mother of God. And that was the kind where you can feel the sweat trickling down your back. And you're just like, I will never, ever be cold again. Like, this is the hottest I've ever been in my life. And that was, that might have been an August wedding. So, like, summer weddings, no thanks. Unless you know it's going to be inside or there's a way to control the heat. Because that's just brutal. Everybody's all dressed up and you're miserable because you're sweating through your clothes. Fall, winter, maybe, I guess, an early spring if you want. Those that's when you get married.
So I heard this guy saying, well, they've got a tent, but no air conditioning. So,
Good.
We'll hold
the trap the heat in. It's like the hottest point.
Oh, that poor bride. So, the poor groom.
Oh, I know. That
the,
is
the father of the bride.
But, I mean, they picked it. I mean, summer weddings are very popular, but still, it's like you're just asking for a weekend like this weekend. So good luck. You're going to be sweating through. I don't know what you do either. Because for the whole ceremony party, you at least have to keep all your gear on. And then once, like, the after party, you can pop the top, you can do whatever you want,
well,
you can cut loose.
Everything.
Well, depending on how close you are with everybody
how
there.
How old you are. I mean, Julian Edelman would probably do it.
Yeah, he would. Yeah.
He would get rid of everything.
But you got to, like, hose down. It's tough. It's a whole thing.
You got to worry about this stuff, man. I mean, these things can affect you forever.
Yeah.
John's on the truck phone. Hey, John.
Hey guys, let me turn my radio down here. Sorry.
That's okay. That'd be great.
Yeah. Let's see here.
You called us, John.
With, sports coats and shirts.
Yes.
Shorts.
Yes.
I've had one.
Okay.
The best way to do it because you can.
All right.
Have good wedding pictures.
Yeah. Well, I think.
He could not have been more coherent when I was talking to him.
Lucy, you flustered him.
You know what happened?
You did. It's obvious.
No, I think you flustered him.
Me?
Yeah, he said he talked to Lucy great. He was smooth with Lucy. He brought some great points. Well, the godfather of sports talk radio. He's heard your voice. Like, oh God. Oh no. What are we talking about? So you can talk about whatever you want. It's Falls Count Anywhere Friday. I think he was trying to say that wearing shorts is good because of the pictures.
Yes, he said because you can do waist up pictures but still be cool and then have a pool party after.
I feel like if you're wearing shorts at a wedding, you're not really taking it all that seriously. And that's not a good first step in your marriage.
I liked the look.
I mean, unless you're like on the beach.
They had boat shoes with no socks.
What is this? Casual Friday?
Please. Right out of the J. Crew catalog.
Have a little respect for the wedding, would you? the whole ceremony and everything.
I didn't see the bride. I don't know what she was wearing. I only saw the groom's.
Probably wind pants. Like, I mean, who's to say?
Tank top. To be honest, would be the Keefe wedding attire.
I got that shot down. I was like, I can get tracksuits for everybody. And they're like, no, we're not doing that.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
(617) 779-7937 is the telephone number. So just to recap, just so you know exactly what we're talking about. About an hour before the start of the 2019 NFL draft, an audio recording materialized. It was an audio recording between Tyreek Hill and Crystal Espinal. In the audio recording, Hill said to Espinal, "You need to be terrified of me too, bitch." This was regarding whether their son respects Hill or is terrified of him. Right. And at that point, Tyreek Hill said that.
Mm-hmm.
So even though that recording exists, and I might grant you, because legal authorities have said they can't get the legal evidence they need to charge Tyreek Hill with abuse of this 3-year-old boy, although the court system out in Kansas City has kind of taken control of the care of this child. But as Damian Woody tweeted out, he said, "I understand the evidence against Tyreek Hill as it relates to assault was inconclusive. But verbally threatening the mother of your child brings about nothing with his domestic violence history. Why do these things keep following this dude around?"
I was going to say, it's not like some random player and you get this recording and you're like, well, what is going on here? I mean, again, you know what happened to this guy back in college. And it was to the same woman. And it was why he fell in the draft. The Chiefs took a chance on him. And at that point, he had been, at least publicly, kept it in line, right? He played 3 seasons. He hadn't been suspended, and we hadn't heard of any situations like this. But then when this pops up, I mean, I don't understand how he gets the benefit of the doubt, especially because the NFL does have the ability to still punish players, coaches, owners, potentially, for things that they don't necessarily get convicted of. Right, like if there's just enough about it, there's this character clause. So there's enough there. It's a gray area. You could decide this is what we're going to do, and we could suspend him. I think the Chiefs, and again, the news today, just before we went on the air, Tyreek Hill will not be suspended.
Cleared now by the NFL to go to training camp, participate in all activities, play in games. Everything's good.
And you know who's surprised by it has to be the Kansas City Chiefs, because in the second round, I want to say it was their first pick. I don't think they had a first rounder this year. So in the second round, number 56 overall, they draft Mecole Hardman, wide receiver out of Georgia, who is 5'11", 183. He's not as good as Tyreek Hill. I mean, Tyreek Hill is one of the great receivers in the league right now, but it's a similar skill set. It's a guy that might replace him if need be. I mean, they'll still end up using him, but when they drafted him, I remember watching, actually, I don't remember if it was ESPN or NFL Network,
But they all kind of looked at each other on set, and they're like, well, I think we know what this is about.
Right.
Like, this is pretty clear. If they knew Tyreek Hill was going to play, I'm guessing they don't use a second-round pick on a guy that they're hoping is, like, a slightly worse version of him.
Now, here's the quote from the statement that the NFL put out. Based on the evidence presently available, the NFL cannot conclude that Mr. Hill violated the personal conduct policy. So I guess verbally threatening the mother of your child does not violate the personal conduct policy.
See, it would for me.
He is terrified of me.
You need to be terrified of me, too. No.
I feel like that would probably be under the umbrella. And again, if that's a guy who has zero track record, then maybe. It's still disgusting to hear.
Yes.
But maybe you say, well, I don't really know what was going on there. And, you know, we can't suspend every single guy for, you know, talking badly like that. But if it's Tyreek Hill, like, come on. He has to get something.
Now, you smoke some weed, yeah. You better be prepared to sit down, friend.
And it's funny because if you look on Twitter, one of the guys trending is Josh Gordon. And that's just because you're getting so many comparisons. Being like, Josh Gordon, and I know he has definitely plenty of issues.
He's got a track record.
But the overall thing is, this guy has issues with weed, for the most part. Weed is going to knock you out of the league. Probably breaking your kid's arm, threatening your fiance or whoever she is, that gets you nothing. And let's not even, we don't even need to go down the road, but you can if you want, of maybe deflating footballs and the time and money and resources that went into that for the best player in the league. You're doing all of that. And then Tyreek Hill, who already came into the NFL as a scumbag, and now you're going to look the other way and
say,
what
do you think Ezekiel Elliott thinks of this?
He's got to be beside himself. Like, what? So what's the... There's zero consistency. I guess maybe that's the one consistent thing about it.
Isn't that always the way it is with the NFL?
Yeah, so maybe it is consistent. You just have no idea, and there's no rhyme or reason to who gets suspended, unless it's a blatant, he got popped for something that's on this list. Then you know what you're getting. But I thought that they had sort of figured out how to punish domestic violence. Because they got so exposed during the Ray Rice thing that it was just, that was so embarrassing to them. And then even the Josh Brown thing with the Giants. I thought that maybe they had learned their lesson, but I think we're learning that they clearly have not.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It's a Falls Count Anywhere Friday. We've got Kiefer Madness, our week in review, coming up at 12:30. We'll talk about Chris Sale's performance yesterday, which was very heartening if you're a Red Sox fan, in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.